This is one of the busiest trade routes in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Merchandise from Uganda, Kenya, and beyond comes across the border at the town of Kasindi in Uganda and into Lubiria in DR Congo. Most of the goods end up in Butembo, a business hub in North Kivu province. Minerals from mining areas are also transported using this route. But rebel groups in North Kivu and the neighboring Ituri provinces have made doing business dangerous. Polycarp Ndivito is a trade union leader and says the traders in North Kivu and Ituri have collectively lost more than $500 million in recent years because of attacks by armed groups, including the Allied Democratic Forces.
You see lorries like this one. They burn and loot what they can. They loot precious metals like gold coming from mining areas. Our government needs to deal with these rebels.
Nearly 2 weeks ago, fighters from the armed group ambushed a convoy and killed several people, kidnapped some, and burned dozens of vehicles. This was despite the National Army and UN peacekeepers being present. Kasereka Fabrice was in his vehicle when they were attacked. He had to flee and hide in the forest. His car was torched.
The convoy is usually very long and the security escort is limited. The road is also very bad, so we can't even speed in dangerous areas. Sometimes one car can develop a mechanical problem, but the rest of the convoy, including the escort, moves on. The ADF uses gaps in the convoy to separate us.
Most of the drivers here in Butembo are saying they're not traveling to Bunia in Ituri province anymore because of the security situation. They say they're being attacked by armed groups, their vehicles destroyed, and now with the suspension of military convoys along that route, the situation is just getting worse for them.
After we left, those security escorts resumed in the region. It's been under military rule since May when the government declared a state of emergency.
We have done the first phase of the rebel cleanup. We have secured government territories. We have cleared some roads that were not accessible because of the security situation. Now we are going into the second phase, to get them completely out of civilian areas and then neutralize.
These drivers back in Butembo are not optimistic. They say they've lost many of their loved ones and their property and have listened to many government promises for way too long without seeing security improve. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, in North Kivu Province in the Democratic Republic of Congo.